أنا أعطي الكلمة لروسيا. شكرا، أشكرك حضرة الرئيس.
Sorry. Yes. So
بلغتي الإنجليزية، يقول الرئيس سنواصل العمل باللغة الإنجليزية. بذلك تتوقف الترجمة العربية.
That is planned in the framework of the high contracting parties meeting on financial and administrative issues. And here we would like to propose to be consistent with the traditional language as it was, for example, in the final document of the last conference, and not talking about the United Nations Office for Disarmament in the connection to the compilation, but about the ISU. That is in force. Yes, we have the problems, the financial problems, and that's why there are no officers in the ISU, but it is the body that is in force. And it is acting, and it is in our hands to continue the work of this body. So we would like to propose to substitute the formulations the United Nations Office for Disarmament in the first line, in the third line, and in the seventh line of the paragraph 29A to the ISU. And
said this.
And besides this, we would like to propose to incorporate in the third line the CCW website. Oh, in this case, the UNODA, so it would be in the third line, the UNODA would be totally expelled. And we would like to propose to reformulate the last part of this paragraph.
This website also CCW.
From the word further, they further request the ISU to modernize CCW website in order to make the presentation of the compilation more user-friendly. It is the language from the final document of the last conference in 2017, and we think that this language is quite relevant, and we don't see the necessity to change this language. Thank you very much. And yes, and I have we have the amendment to the paragraph 29C as well. So first of all, we don't see the necessity talking about the reporting methodologies in the connection to the IEDs, because there is